And welcome. This is Peter at Share Talk. This morning, I have the privilege of speaking with the Managing Director of Keras Resources, Dave Reeves. Dave and the team have put out a significant RNS this morning, which encompasses their long-term strategy. They've made a significant acquisition, and we're going to speak this morning also about the prospects or the intention of dual listing and board structure and fundraising. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Peter.
Right, Dave, it sounds like you've got a lot going on at Keras. Would you like to talk us through some of the deals and describe how all this came about?
Yeah, for sure. So yes, it's a fairly hefty announcement. It's been a while in the making. As you know, we got into Tribute Gold Mining late last year, and it's an area we want to continue with, really targeting the higher grade undergrounds, which are a little more, I suppose, long-term and solid cash flows.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we've always been looking around. We've stated publicly before, we want our own resource rather than profit sharing, you know, putting in 100% of the effort for 50% of the reward. We did want our own resource. So we've been looking at many, many projects. And one that came up was the Klondike Gold Project. Now, you know, there was bits and pieces to it, and there was a portion that had the resource on it. But we looked at it and said, well, you know, that's all good, but there are these tenements that sort of divide up the resource, and, you know, if you could make that into one, then that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And so we got chatting to the other owners along the strike, and, you know, over the last, I suppose, 4 months, we've managed to tie up that belt. We see it as a belt with huge potential, you know, a good million-ounce-plus belt there. Based on the length of the old workings. You know, it ticked all the boxes. It was a low acquisition cost compared to the vast majority out there. And that's mainly because of the fact we were able to piece the areas together and by themselves, not as valuable, together, really worthwhile. So we've pieced that together, announced the funding, debt funding. Obviously, our share price is down at the moment. And we didn't want to fund through equity as we speak. We want people to digest what we've done, look at the relative values, especially compared to the ASX, and then look at funding this at a lot higher share price. And I suppose that brings us on to the next point, which is the ASX. Why are we doing that? It's a couple of reasons. Our management, our operations, our centre of gravity is in Australia. So to not be listed there would seem ill-advised, and in particular as well, the Australian market's very well aware of values in Australian gold, and we believe that there's certainly a healthy premium to be had via listing jointly the assets, well, by listing the company down there, and that's good for all shareholders because there'll be a significant re-rating in the share price.
Yeah, you've covered that there for me succinctly. I wanted to just go back just a little bit. Firstly, regarding the purchase of Klondike, and you've reached agreement with Ioma Mining NL, otherwise known as HML. Would you just cover for people that are unaware who Ioma Mining are and how you came about, obviously, negotiating over the last 4 months or so to get the whole of these tenements together as a parcel?
So there's two companies involved. The main one is Arcadia Minerals, which is a private company.
Right, okay.
And it was just a chance conversation in the car on the way back from Kalgoorlie. We actually got wind of it and chatted to the guys that owned it and started having a look. And that's when our interest was peaked, and we sort of went, oh, that looks good. Then we started looking at, you know, saying, well, there's the positives. There's a nice solid resource, good grades, good prospectivity, but the negatives are fragmented ownership. So then we got in touch with Hayama. Hayama's an ASX-listed company. Been operating the Pilbara for a long, long time. These tenements aren't central to where their main assets are. So they were very happy to look at discussing some form of tie-up, and it works well for us in that their business is more centered around looking at treating tails, whereas ours is about physical mining. So they're very happy saying, well, yeah, we'll put these in if it makes sense and you can get a big mine going, because then it provides an opportunity for tails for us.
Yeah.
So, that worked well. And it's just a matter of, there were lots of intricacies along the way I won't bore you with various transfers and registrations and
Yeah.
how it all came together and, trying to get everyone to sign off on the one day, which then frees up the financing, et cetera. It's, a little bit of a dance and probably one of the reasons why it took so long.
Yeah.
But that's where it came from. Was really a chance conversation and then following it through.
Now the assets here and the grades that you've got here are looking exceptional.
Yeah, for sure. And look, there's a good presentation on our website that shows a
Yeah.
bit of comparison on resources and grades and some of the values on the ASX at the moment. And certainly for an open pit, and that's what predominantly this is looking at, a 2 gram resource, is very solid. The big thing about this is it's early days.
Yeah.
There's 2 kilometers of 7.5 kilometers of the main strike, and there's another 6-7 kilometers on a more westerly strike. It's open at depth as well. Historically, very high grade mines there, and a few
Yeah.
hundred grams a ton, but averaging at least an ounce a ton. So that augurs well for deeper, higher grade undergrounds. But the big picture here is to prove up a big resource that's
Indeed.
capable of sustaining its own plant.
Yeah.
And we firmly believe that that should be possible based on the work we've done today.
Excellent. Now, Dave, you've touched on it already, but I just want you to go up to over this as to the reason why you've chosen this structure of financing for those, because you're going to have 100% of this resource and you decided to structure it in a certain way regarding this financing facility.
Yeah, so the finance facility is 6 months, and in that time, we are targeting to dual list. We believe we'll well and truly achieve that. And at that dual listing, we'll be looking at refinancing that through equity. But, we believe firmly at a much higher price based on the fact that we will have, we've now announced this, we'll be doing work on it, and looking at the comparatives to the Australian market. We believe we'll be able to refinance it at a premium to where we are today, and that's
Yeah.
only a benefit to shareholders.
Right. So you've stated this before that quite a few companies, including yourselves, in comparison to the ones in on ASX and also Canada, are disproportionately valued. What sort of underrepresentation do you think there is at the moment in Kerris in comparison to what where they should be?
Look, it's very difficult to put numbers. Every project has its own specifics, but a paper I was looking at recently, you've got a very wide range of, say, enterprise value per ounce valuations in Australia, but it sort of seems to be hovering around the $80 to $100 an ounce as an average.
Yeah.
Some are a lot higher, some are lower.
Yeah.
But if you pick that sort of 80 to 100, let's use 100 because then it makes the maths a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah.
On 374,000 ounces, that's 37 million Aussie, which is 20 plus million pounds,
Yeah.
as we stand today, let alone if we can, quickly double that resource
Yeah.
or what have you. And you look at our market cap today on this announcement, we're around the 10 million, or well, not even 10 million pounds. And then we've got the tributes on top of that, and some residual value in our other assets. So you start adding those on top of those numbers I've just given you, and
Yeah.
you can see a really, we're talking multiple difference.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, the shareholders and potential shareholders of Kerris are quite animated and are pressing the buy button. The share price is currently up 16% on AIM this morning as we speak. So it's been well received thus far.
Yeah, absolutely. But to be honest, that's just the first step on what I hope is a lot longer journey heading upwards. Because again, if you just look at the comparisons, 16% really doesn't close the gap to
Well, it should be, yeah.
where we think we have a some rationale to be aiming for.
I mean, the thing is, Dave, and we met you at Warsaw, is that you and the team have got a long-term goal, and you're not looking at the share price today. You're looking at the share price in 2017, 19, and 20. So I can understand why you've had a little bit of frustrations with the price drifting off of late.
Yeah, look, it is what it is, and everyone's got a right to buy and sell as they see fit, but certainly as major shareholders, we didn't want to do a large raising at this price because we felt that it was severely undervaluing what we had done to date and where we were heading with this. And that's why we did the financing as we did, and that's fine. We make adjustments depending on how the market reacts.
Okay, so you've spoken about the dual listing. Obviously, there's going to be concerns or people going to raise in questions as to why do you need to, you've already covered it in the sense of the valuation deficit regarding the company. But questions are still going to be asked. You're already on AIM. Is there a need for dual listing, and what does that mean for the London investors?
Yeah, so a dual listing is, I see, only positive for London investors in that it exposes ourselves to that valuation, exposes ourselves to more capital and pretty stable capital with the amount of small and micro cap funds and gold funds in Australia that are heavily invested in this sector at the moment. It's a great sector to be in, and looks like it's got a good, strong future going forward over the next few years.
Yeah.
So I think it provides stability, it provides more capital, it provides higher valuations. We are still listed here, our shares still trade here, I will still be coming here, this is still, we're a PLC company. So all of that remains as is. But I think what it does allow is for shareholders to be exposed to those, the ASX, if you like, through the PLC and those valuations and benefit because of it.
Okie dokie. So with that and the intentions are to dual list, you've got a time frame for that. You've also mentioned the fact that you're looking to restructure the board and a few changes. You want to go into more detail with that, please?
Yeah, sure. Again, we've got a 6-person board at the moment. We've refocused out of Africa into Australian gold. The original board, we all came together from our African experience, and it is a sad time when you need to look at these things, especially with Roy. I've worked with Roy since 2000, back in Zimbabwe days.
Yeah.
So we go back a long way. But at the same time, we need to look at, we brought Peter Hepburn Brown on, who's an experienced Australian mining engineer and gold man. And that's what we need to look at, is skills on the board.
Yeah.
That reflects our focus, and we've moved from African assets to Australian gold, and that's what we need to look at providing board input on and board experience.
Okay. So the planned activities you've got, can you just run through phase 1, 2, 3, and 4 for me regarding the plans for the Klondike project first, please?
Yeah, sure. So, look, we're going to kick off with some initial mapping, what have you, to really help direct and pull all the data together into one succinct form, geophysics, etc., and look at a fairly major drill program that will infill the resource area. We've got two separate resources, and it'll mainly target the area in between on a long strike. Lots of old workings. There's a few drill holes there already that's got really nice numbers. So very confident that will add quite significantly to the resource. We will also look at following up some of the high-grade hits out to the west on those western tenements. They're listed in the RNS. I mean, there's some spectacular results there.
Yeah.
Well worth following up to provide that sweetener in the first couple of years, if not a lot more. We really don't have a feel for how big that could be. We'll be doing met test work at that point. There's already met test work done, shows good recoveries, but we obviously need to start building the basis for studies. So as we commence our third drill program, which was expanding the resource again, we'll complete a scoping study to get a feel for what we're looking at before moving into the pre-feas. So news flow is going to be predominantly drilling. And resource increases over the sort of short to medium term.
Okay, so with that, obviously you've got quite a lot of work to do. How does that sit with regards to that? You've changed the board, you've got this additional work to do with Klondike, which is quite significant. Team, additional resources, additional people needed. What sort of details can you share on that scale?
We've got a pretty good base in-house now with what we're doing in Kalgoorlie on the mining front.
Yeah.
But what we need on the geology front, we're actually pulling in one of the guys that used to, is very experienced exploration geo, that used to work with us pre the gold strategy.
Okay.
And he will drive the exploration side along with our current geology team that's on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the skills.
Got the skills in place.
Pretty well in place to do all of this.
Excellent, excellent. Now, obviously, everyone still wants to know about the tribute side of things, which is what your current lead projects are.
Yeah.
And something I believe that, obviously, that's driving your revenue stream as we speak to generate the further growth down the line. How is all that going, Dave, current tributes?
Yeah, so we announced an update on Witchy Proof. So, you know, we had a tough first quarter. So this second quarter, we've really focused on changes in operating ability, you know, how we do it, different diggers, different ways of grade control, different milling, different labour structure. And, you know, as we sit today, we are ahead of schedule and under budget in mining Witchy Proof.
Yeah.
We'll be hauling this week.
Excellent.
And milling the week after. And producing gold bars and getting paid a week after that. So, you know, that's all improved greatly from the first quarter. We are taking it very cautiously. We can't, you know, we don't want to have another poor quarter.
Yeah.
So we have probably slowed things down a little in that regard, but that's purely to make sure what we do is done well, and we're not rushing in for the sake of trying to chase ounces and cash flow to the detriment if there are, you know, problems along the way. So it's just a very cautious, step-by-step approach. Main game in town is still to get the two undergrounds, Parrot Feathers and Prince of Wales, up and running.
Yeah.
And we'll have some announcements out on them in the not-too-distant future.
Well, I was going to touch on that. You mentioned that brilliant word that everyone likes to hear regarding gold bars. Have you got a time frame in mind, in the sense of, you said there'll be further news regarding those projects? Are you looking with 12th of September today? Are we looking before Christmas? Do we have some more news on those gold bars?
Yeah, look, there'll be plenty of news coming up. Obviously, I cannot say anything on what will be when, how, what, or what about. So maybe, things are progressing well.
Yeah.
In that regards, and yeah, we've got a lot of work on now, but there's been a lot of work to get to this time.
Stays, yeah.
But you know, between the two, between heading underground on the tributes,
yeah,
and between drilling and increasing resources and the dual listing, you know, I think we've got some pretty exciting times over the next 6 months.
Well, you get very excited and very, very busy, Dave. It sounds like you've got a team in place that's all about getting things done now. And you've stated your intentions before, and you're following through in them. So I think the shareholders have got a lot to digest and a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. We certainly believe so. And we look forward to updating the market as this journey commences and as we progress, and hopefully get some good value for everyone.
Okie doke, Dave. I've covered all my questions. I didn't know if there's anything you wanted to round off as the reasons why all the investors should keep a close eye on the RNSs going forward, regarding what's happening and the fact that you've got a lot of things in place going ahead for shareholders.
Yeah, happy to round off with that.
Okie doke, Dave. That's Dave Reeves, Managing Director of Keras, ticker symbol KRS, and soon to be dual listed on the ASX. Dave, thank you ever so much for being with ShareTalk this morning. Speak to you soon, chap.
Good on you. Thanks, Peter.
All right. Take care. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.